What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help you reach your goals in far more than just health and wellness. Today, we're going to spend some time on a quote that we found to help you inspire some action. This quote is, "One day or day one, you decide." It's a quote by Paulo C. We want to take this and have a candid conversation, share some of our experiences and how this resonates with us to, again, hopefully inspire you and help you ignite some action. As always, we're your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahet. Join us on this conversation and let's see where it takes us. What's up, man? How's it going?
Going good, going good. Had a good weekend, so ready to crush it this week. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Feel that? Yeah, about the same thing. I had this weekend really allowed me to recharge. I went to a tea house. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Sounds like a very Boston thing to do, though.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
A tea party.
Put that together. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I can think of some funny things I could say on here. No, it's pretty cool. It's like a coffee shop, but their specialty was tea. They still had coffee. This place was also vegan. I had tofu scramble, which, again, if anybody out there is vegan and you like that, that's great. I just learned that for me, it's not really my go-to. So that was my experience. I brought all that up to just say it was a relaxing weekend. It felt good. I got to recharge. So good start of the week.
Nice. Glad to hear it. Yeah. I don't know that I could say I like tofu. I like it in soups, but fair. I don't know about anything other than that because I've never had it. So can't speak on it, but
on a stir fry works pretty good.
Yeah. I'll have to give it a shot.
Yeah. Make it Asian inspired, some soy sauce, sesame oil, all that good stuff, but we'll save that for like a cooking episode or something.
Yeah. We might have to get into that sometime.
Yeah. In the kitchen with Jason is Action Ignited special.
Could do it on our YouTube. That'd be good. At Action Ignited. Go follow. Subscribe. Go
follow. Yeah. I like that one.
There we go. Cooking shows. Start our own cooking show. I like it.
And then we decide.
Because it's day one.
You beat me to it. I was going to kind of transition that into the quote.
All right, man. See you for dinner tonight. No, but in all seriousness, the day one or day one, whatever order it is. It's interesting because I think we both have some relevant topics that we could go into just from what we were talking through. There's other success stories of other people going through this and continuing to kind of persevere and just making that conscious choice that they weren't going to stop once they started. So excited to get into it today.
Yeah, I think, we started off the year with some momentum being built around, okay, it's new year. Everybody wants to, there's so much momentum being built. So we start off the momentum talking about the momentum that's being built as far as, hey, it's first month of the year. I feel motivated. It's a new year. It's a new me, all that good stuff. I think that going into that, we decide that, okay, it's day one. But then now, as the flame may go down a little bit, your light dims a little, how do you continue to decide, okay, it's day one. I'm not going to wait until tomorrow. I'm not going to wait until the perfect day. So I think this goes along the theme still of it's still early in the new year. There's so much time to go. And for these next 11 months, you're going to continue to find different things you want to start. And are you going to decide I'm going to do it one day, or you're going to decide, okay, I'm going to do it today. This is going to be day one. We've talked about it a little bit. And again, we want to go into detail because if you are or have been a consistent listener, thank you so much as always. If you haven't, this was a clear, or if you're new to it, I should say, this is a clear example of this. We started recording early on in the summer and we kept saying, hey, let's build an archive. Let's just get the muscle going. Let's build the muscle here. And then we had a perfect layout that, hey, we will release next week. And it was the middle of a week. We wanted to test run how we can upload this, how smooth of an upload process and production process it was. And we uploaded in the middle of the week and we just took it from there. We decided in that moment it was day one. And from there, we've done some great things and we're just scratching the surface. So it's really great to be kind of a living testament to this too.
Yeah, I think that's a great example, not just in that case, but other instances throughout my life. From my experience, the power of starting now, like when it's unexpected, when you weren't planning on it, also gives you such a sense of like fulfillment, I feel like, almost drives you as you continue to go forward with whatever it is. For us, it was the podcast. For certain things, it could be a fitness journey. But it's like, if when you spend so much energy planning out the perfect way you're going to start, and I know people do, I've done it before where it's been, okay, I'll start next Monday because it's a clean week. It's a perfect time to get everything going. I feel like there's just such a different feeling when you say, no, I'm going to start right now. And if it's, you're going to start eating healthy, you're going to start doing whatever, doing it right now versus waiting until the next Monday when the hype almost wears down by the time you even get there, carries you beyond just the first day because you made that decision in the moment. And by the end of that day or by the end of that activity, you're going to feel so fulfilled and proud of yourself that it's going to keep carrying you forward to the next day. So it does give you that little boost to kind of get the first week or two of momentum built up and motivation to keep going. And then we tap into all those other things that we've talked about of, you know, having discipline there as your crutch when motivation goes away. But getting that initial push and excitement, I feel like, is almost more valuable than having the perfect plan for 5 days and then starting.
Let's dive into, let's stick to fitness and wellness for a second. And let's just go into it. You've been relatively consistent when it comes to your overall wellness journey. And one of the things that you like to do, and those who have listened in the past, Jason does 75 hard. It adds a little bit structure. It gives him a little extra push. Again, he'll touch upon this, but if you can share like the feeling of anticipating going back into it and how have you decided, okay, I'm going to start back at day one? Because, you know, you do it for all those days, what happens after, and then how do you get back to that? I look at it as it's not really a stop and restart. It's more of like, hey, you've been consistent for this much time, you need a little bit more. Okay, you're just going to add that to your plate versus, hey, you stopped after all this time, you're coming back. You know what I mean there?
Yes. So last year was the first time I ever did it. It was right after I had got let go from my job. I just felt like I needed something that could help kind of challenge me and push me in different ways. So I came across the Andy Frischella podcast, Real AF, and that's where I heard about this. And I decided to do it. I went through it. I had setbacks at different times to where I had to restart the 75 days. But now doing it again, and it's something that I enjoy because it's not even, it is a health and wellness aid, I would say, but it's mostly a mental toughness program. Like, it's not, you just have to do two workouts a day. Doesn't matter what they are. There's no programming. There's no specific thing. I can choose what they are. So like, I put my own program into it of, I'm going to lift 4 days, I'm going to run 3 days, and then I'm going to walk 3 days and do yoga 4 days for my second workouts for the day. So it's a good mix of higher intensity stuff, but lower intensity stuff. So I'm not killing myself, but it's still, you know, 45 minutes, two times a day where I have to dedicate time to that. And there's no excuse of, I just don't have time to work out, which also makes it very easy when those 75 days are up to go to the gym once for 45 minutes. Because if I could do it twice, there's no excuse for why I can't get a workout in one 45 minute window. So really, I think it comes down to building discipline, not compromising with yourself. There's other things like drinking the gallon of water, reading 10 pages a day, picking a diet and sticking to it. So even that isn't a specific thing. You get to choose what diet you do, no matter what it is. The only like requirements are you can't drink alcohol, and it can't be, like, if you are doing like a calorie based macro based diet, you can't be eating like candy and stuff like that. Like, the idea is to challenge yourself and push yourself for those 75 days. So I'm on day two now. So Megan has been doing a lot of research on just her diet, 'cause she's been eating gluten-free, and she's done a lot more research since the start of this year. That was one of her goals, to really figure out how she can do this beyond just at home, like when she goes out to eat and stuff like that. So now that she had a good grasp on that, she wanted to do this with me. So we decided, we both started yesterday, was the day, we got all the food we needed, all that type of stuff, and we started. So now we're both on day two. We're pushing forward with 75 hard. My goal this year is to do the Live Hard program. He has a whole thing of what it is, but it's like there's, I think, three phases. Right now, it's 75 hard is phase one. After that, I don't know the specifics of it because I didn't listen to it yet. I'll worry about that once these 75 days are up. It's just a way for me to continue to push myself and kind of take control, which has not only helped me on the fitness side, but I feel like whenever I've been doing 75 hard, from when I did it last year to this year, it's just been something where it translates to every other aspect of my life. So like the side hustles that I work on, my actual work life, like that discipline just builds and goes through. There's a lot of benefits. If you want to know more about it, I would recommend going to his podcast. I believe it's episode 14 is the one that talks about 75 hard, and it gives you the whole detailed breakdown of what it is. So once you're done listening to the Action Ignited episode for today, I would recommend you hop over there if you have any interest in the program and checking that out.
Yeah, I took immediate note. Habit stacking is clearly seen. Again, this is going to be something I'm going to oversay until I'm like blue in the face and a million episodes in the future of Action Ignited. But the, hey, one day or day one, when you decide it's day one, you're going to be able to just to start from there. And then everything from there, you're able to stack. So you even gave an example for a little bit down the line. But hey, right now your focus is getting started with, you know, day one of this. And you're on day two, you said, right?
Day two. Yep.
So you're on day two now. So that's, you started, you're on day two. When you're done with this, your next starting point is going to be, hey, phase two of this program. And it's like, it's just consistently finding ways to stack. And when you decide that it is day one, you're going to a lot easier, or it's going to be a lot easier to just build off of that versus the more and more we say one day, it's just, you're looking into a landscape of nothing there. You're just looking at a blank canvas. There's nothing there. What do you do? You gotta decide to start drawing. So I think that's a good example there. I know for myself, I do somewhat of a similar style routine when it comes to my own training. Again, always trying to find the optimal stress management for myself, just on demand of how much I'm on my feet and style of work at the studio. Like, I used to like to do upper body twice, lower body twice. Now I've been consistently doing full body, and I just started back into a more traditional strength conditioning program. I don't like to do that all year round, but I did miss it, and I like to see the results that I used to get from it. So I decided that when it was January 1st, that was my day one to get back into this routine, and it allows to fit in a lot more in my lifestyle. With that being said, when I had time freed up in my lifestyle, I ran a 5K, as you guys heard. If you didn't already check out, I think it was two episodes ago, we talked about it.
Sounds
either
right.
Either way, I talked a little bit about running a 5K, my journey there, and I plan on doing more this year. And that was my day one, was running that, so that way I can do more. So find ways that no matter what you're looking to pursue, you could show up in day one, and then from there you can build off of that.
I think majority of people I've seen, because 75 hard, people use it as like the hashtag and stuff on socials. Majority of the people that I see when they're posting about it and going throughout their day, they're all reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, or at least like maybe 75% of them. It's funny because the first time I did it, I just read that because when I found out about it, I was doing research on it. I just saw the book a lot, so I went and bought it. You talked about it a lot before that. Now I'm reading it a second time as I'm starting. So that was my 10 pages yesterday. Nice. But you know, there's one thing in there that, he says that really kind of rings true in every area. And it comes back to this one day or day one theme of, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems that you put in place. So day one is just the start of your system. You know, you have your goals, you have your big goals for the year, but just because you say you're going to do something doesn't mean you're going to go do it. You got to put things in place, and you actually have to start. And as you start taking that action, every action that you take is going to be just a small vote to the type of person that you want to become at the end of the day. So the goal is to keep moving that needle. The quicker you get started, the quicker that needle starts moving.
Well, I like that you brought up the vote to the person who you want to be, essentially, the forming that identity. I mean, you want to look at who we've talked about in the past again, and we're going to definitely talk about Atomic Habits and invite you guys to read that book. But you want to find a way or find that who you're looking to step into. What does that look like? What does that person do? How do they feel? What's their day to day? And how can you start doing that? What's day one of what that person does? If you're a more productive adult, that's your identity. Like, what does that person do day one? Do they get up a little bit earlier? Do they sleep a little earlier? Like, what do they do? And what can be day one of that? If it's eating healthier, what's day one of that? It might just be as simple as going to grocery shopping. Maybe you haven't grocery shopped before. Let's talk maybe a little bit of lifestyle within this. Is there anything that comes up to mind where you, whether you want to talk about like career or just like general lifestyle as far as, hey, what's day one, or, hey, I'm stuck on one day?
Yeah, I think, you know, shifting your mindset to action is one of the things that comes to mind. I'm sure you've heard people say it, like when it comes to cleaning up or just tidying up around the house or like any like quote unquote chore that you have to do. If it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now. I think just building that muscle, if you start adopting that in your daily life, whether it's, you know, cleaning, laundry, like whatever thing that you're bad at or hate doing the most, if you just start taking that, it's going to build into all those other areas too, because, you know, self-discipline is a horizontal skill. It's not a vertical skill like, you know, software coding is, where you're only going to use that in that window. Building discipline, building this like mental toughness and being willing to just get started on things is going to help you no matter what you want to do, whether it's you want to start a fitness journey, you want to eat healthy, you want to be a better husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or you want to be the best in your profession. This is something that's going to carry through with you no matter what, that you're the person that when there's a task that needs to be done, you're just going to be the one that starts and takes action on it. And that can become infectious too, because it wears off on the people around you that it's like, man, he moves forward without having any fear of failure. And if he does fail, he just steps up and keeps going. He takes, licks his wounds, whatever, fixes it, learns from it, and keeps going until he gets where he wants to go. And I think that's the big thing that really starting does, because anyone that's been to college or even high school and then started things, you learn a lot in those settings, but there's so much you can't learn until you start doing things firsthand and you actually make mistakes, you fail, and you learn from it. It all comes back to that at the end of the day, where if you never get started on those things, you can't start pushing forward. So I look at it as like you build that discipline that you are an action taker. You are a person that's going to go out and do things, and that's going to become infectious regardless of what topic we're even talking about.
You know, when you get to beyond day one and you start creating different day ones, you have to be okay. And we've shared it in a different topic, but you have to be okay with people not following you into what you're doing or even supporting what you're doing. Because your day one might be, let's just say we're in a cultural household where we eat heavy carbs. This is very hypothetically speaking. And you decide, hey, my day one's going to be, I'm going to cut carbs a decent amount because my sugar doesn't react well to it. And it's sending me to be pre-diabetic, for example. That's an extreme hypothetical example. You may do that and family looks at you like, well, why are you, you're just going to stop what we do as a family, as a culture. And it's like, well, I physically can't do that. It's destroying my health. And I want to reset this generational trauma of our health and create a whole new healthier lifestyle for a future family. Again, extreme example, but that'll happen. When we've talked about starting a startup and jumping into something that you believe in, as far as whatever dream it is, not everybody is going to want to support that, but that's going to be day one for you. Or you can stay with, okay, well, one day I'll start, and then you'll stick around that same circle and same people. And it's going to continue to be one day until you don't have that one day anymore.
Man, there's so many examples I could go to on that. I mean, I'd say shout out to my friend group down here, because they are a very supportive group, I would say, because that's one thing with 75 Hard. When I did it last time and then even this time, one of the big things is you can't drink at all, not one sip. And there are some friend groups that wouldn't be okay with that, or like would try to, like, I don't know, poke fun at it or get you to break out of your discipline and try to tempt you and try to get you to go out, do this, that, the other. And that's not someone that's looking out for your best interest, because you're doing something and trying to better yourself. Like, I didn't go through that, but I know there's plenty of people that probably do, because if you stop drinking, but your life before you chose to make that decision was hanging out, going to bars with all your friends, if you're the one that stops doing that, there's going to be certain people that will start asking questions or poking fun at you or whatever. So being able to, like, kind of either one, have that support system, or two, like, you might just have to self-isolate a little bit if that is your reality and you truly want to better yourself, and then try to find some like-minded people that you can lean on. You could have the growth conversations that you want to have if your immediate group isn't like that. So that's kind of where my mind goes with that topic, just because, well, I've had good support when I decided to not drink. I know there's plenty of people out there that, like, that is their social life. That's their entire social life, is going to bars and that type of stuff on weekends. And someone that decided not to do that would be seen as, like, the black sheep.
Yeah. And usually a lot of the comments that are negative or are degrading are coming from people who are insecure that they can't be, or they can't do what you are doing. I've had some experience of that when I was, like, an older teen going into college, where my friend group that I used to be part of was heavily into drinking and doing some crazy stuff. And I decided to step away from that and got involved in it a little bit, but I didn't see life into it or in it. And right away, the comments were like, oh, he thinks he's better than us, and who is he doing this? And it was really bad. You take a little bit of a mental health toll in that, because it's like, well, I just want to be happy. Should I go back and do those things? And the comments just don't stop. And you decide to finally just close the door and just keep moving forward. And I, you know, in that case, I just decided that, hey, my day one is to not do those things. My day one is to find whatever my next interest would be. And it wasn't things that, like, that. And it was like, hey, I can be happier not doing things that put me on a, no pun intended, on a high. And so we don't have to do that. So yeah, when you were looking to do something that people don't see a vision on or vision in, and they don't, or they want to do that themselves and they don't feel confident enough to start something that you're doing, negative comments will come, and it is what it is. You'll find your tribe, like Jason said, and Jason was able to experience, the right people will find you, and vice versa, you'll find them.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's like the backhanded, like, gaslighting, I guess, is probably the right word, of like, oh, he thinks he's better than us. It's like, no, I'm just trying to be better. Like, I'm trying to better myself. I don't think I'm better than anyone. Like, in reality, I think we'd enjoy if everyone came on these journeys with us and started building things up. But it's not about thinking one person's better than the other. We talk about it all the time. Everyone's on their own, writing their own book. They're on different chapters. Not everyone is going to be in lockstep every step of the way. It's really just, you're trying to make the right decisions that better your life. But there will be some people that think that way, and we can't control that side of things. So I'm really glad you brought that up, because I know you're not the only person that has experienced that out there also.
You know, what's powerful that I think about, I was almost getting chills with too, is Your day one is so powerful, it can literally inspire others around you. So if we were still talking about that same example, if it was part of friend group that weren't doing things that you want to do, maybe your day one of changing whatever it is for you will inspire them to change in their own way. And then as a whole, it's like, hey, we don't have to completely go our separate ways. So you never know. I don't know if I want to call it a cliche saying or a common saying, like, you never really know who's watching. Just be your authentic self and just show up the best as you can for yourself. And you organically do that for other people without even realizing.
It's a great point. It's weird timing that you say that, because I just saw, so one of my high school coaches, David Kitchens, follow him on TikTok. I saw him, and he does, like, leadership training, and he was just talking about this exact topic that you just brought up. And he said, you always have to live your life pretending that the mic is hot and the camera's on you, because you never know who's watching. So if you're a leader, then you need to always act like that, because someone might be looking at you right now and building their life with you as an example. Like when I saw that from him, hearing it from you, bringing that up now, it's like that is the role of trying to lead and trying to carry people with you to continue to better themselves as well. Because it's like I learn things from you every time we talk that help me push forward in different areas. And exactly. And that's it. It's like we bounce off each other and like we're able to continue to grow. And like part of it is in the same path, part of it's in separate paths. So it's very cool when you actually can get to that stage where you have people that are all like-minded. You know, we were fortunate enough to meet in college and all this time has gone by and we're still building and growing.
I guess so. Then we ask you, you're going to decide, is it going to be day one or are you going to wait till one day? Or is it one day or is today day one? Take some time and think about that. I hope that these experiences and examples in this conversation helps you form that. So if there's something you're on the fence with and you keep saying, okay, one day I'm going to do it, one day I'm going to start it, one day it's going to happen, just decide, is it going to be, when is it going to be day one? Is it today?
Thank you all for joining us on Action Ignited today. We're here not just to share these insights, but also to encourage and support you on your journey. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. And if you have any questions or want to share some of your own experiences or stories, please reach out to us. It's at Action Ignited on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Or you can email us in the email in the show notes below. Until our next episode, keep taking those small steps. No matter how small they are, just know you're moving forward. And as always, stay ignited and make today day one.